What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
101 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, it is After Hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Coming up in just a little bit, you know, you hire Mike Brown for several reasons. And we'll outline all those reasons coming up, and I will explain to you how they're all on full display here in the playoffs, in particular, especially in the last seven, which have been seven straight victories for the Knicks, as they are now 8 down, 8 to go. But first I want to get to everybody here, because I know a lot of you went down to the game, whether it was on Friday, whether it was on Sunday. I want to hear your reaction, your experience down in Philadelphia, and of course everybody else who didn't go down to Philadelphia, but whether you were at the bars, whether you were on your couch, whether you were spending the day with mom on Sunday, how you enjoyed this weekend and what you did watching the Knicks games and just your overall reaction to what was a dominating sweep. This has been the most dominating Knicks run of my lifetime. I mean, these last seven games have been pure cinema. Let's go to Bruce in Howell here on After Hours. What's up, Bruce?
What's up, Tommy? How's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, so I was behind the bench. I went to the game today. First of all, Maxey at the free throw line getting booed is crazy. That was the next level.
Yeah,
Sixers players are at the free throw line, and it was literally MSG South. They're getting booed in their home arena.
They had a rough Sunday, so I hate to take a shot at them. They don't deserve catching a stray here, but they're about to. It's basically what happens to net players when they play the Knicks at Barclays. That's what happens.
Right, so
home players get booed, and that's exactly what happened in Philly on Sunday.
Right, so I have a Stark story, but I was behind the bench, mm-hmm. and I see Cat was talking to Bridges. I was reading his lips. Cat was like looking around. He's like, "Oh my God, look how much Knicks fans." He was pointing to like all areas, and so after that happens, the players go. Everyone goes through a tunnel, and I peek my head under. I see Starks is talking to Cat's dad. Mm-hmm. So I scream, "Yo, John!" So he comes over. I get a picture with him. We couldn't get a good angle on the phone, so I gave the phone to Starks. He got a picture with me, and then he signed my cap. And then I screamed at him. I'm like, "Yo, John, Horace and MJ got nothing on you." He burst out laughing. Loved it.
I love it. Yeah, John's a great guy. And you know what it is, too, Bruce? Everybody gets to experience these runs and the renaissance and the resurgence of this franchise. It's not only just regular guys like me and you, Bruce, but it's also the former players. It's the celebrities. It's all of us in the Knick fandom that I think make this fan base as special and as unique as it is. It really is. I mean, what other fan base truly has this type of not only celebrities, former players, the alumni that always show out, and the passionate sports fans. Like, that combination, I mean, it's just incredible. And we all experience all the downtimes, and now everybody gets to experience the great times, which is what we're living, a great era of Knicks basketball.
All right, 100%. Underrated best part of the game was Nick Nurse. There was a hack of Mitch. Mitch goes to the line, knocks both free throws down. Garden was going wild. Garden South was going wild. Like, yeah. More than the two threes. Place was going wild.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Anytime Mitch hits a free throw. So I was at the bar on Friday night doing a watch over, whatever. We're watching the game. And people were chanting more in the bar and screaming more at the bar when Mitchell hit a free throw than anything else. It just brings out the cheers of Knick fans because you're rooting for the guy. You know, he's a great guy. He's the longest tenured Knick. And when he hits a free throw, because he does struggle from the line, I think a lot of it has to do with physics, but you feel great for him, especially when they do the hack-a-mitch stuff, because you know he's ramming it up there behind.
Right. And with Coach Brown, you know, this is the reason why we brought him here. Tibbs was good, but Brown got us over the top. We needed to get Bridges and Cat involved in the offense more, and this is exactly what he's doing, running the offense through Cat. Now we're finally getting the best of Cat, and Bridges in the last four or five games has been unbelievable also. Tommy, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no, thanks for making it, Bruce. Appreciate you sharing your experience. Watch a long party on Friday. I get a little stew nod sometimes in the over. You gotta give me a little bit of rope. I couldn't think of the word. Watch a long party. And shout out to Buddy. Shout out to Corona. It was an awesome time on Friday. Place was packed. Tons of Knick fans. And it was just great to sit there and enjoy that experience. But yeah, when Mitchell Robinson would make a free throw, everybody would go nuts. Because and Mitch is just such a lovable guy. Great personality, longest tenure, Nick. And you know, like, you could, it's such a humanized situation because we can't necessarily relate to a Brunson or Karl Anthony Towns because they're just these great athletes playing at a level that none of us could even dream about. But you can understand what Mitchell Robinson is going through. Like, the struggles, whether you're a golfer, whether you've played sports, and you're just like, this guy has struggles at the free throw line. So you're pulling for him. Plus, when it's the hack-a-mitch strategy, I think you get even bigger cheers. It's one thing for him to get fouled if he's going up for a dunk. And speaking of, boy, how about that revenge? Joel Embiid hurts here a couple years ago. You miss all that time, and then you shove it right down his throat with an all-time New York Philly picture. All-timer, because that's what that was. And that image of Mitchell Robinson dunking on Joel Embiid will live forever. Especially if the Knicks complete their mission this year. That is going to be one of those moments that it's a Mount Rushmore if they win the title. That, especially when you consider the history. But yeah, when they do the hack of Mitch and they foul Mitchell Robinson just to put him at the line because they know he can't hit free throws or he can't hit them at a rate that you would like him to hit, it's an extra cheer for him. Because it's like, yeah, you go, Mitch. Good job by you. Because we can all feel that. It's humanized. We could all relate to that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up in just a little bit, Mike Brown and the reason you hire him, it's been on full display over the last seven games. But first, let's go to Roy in Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Roy?
Hey, how you doing? I enjoy your show. I'm just saying I'm so happy that the Knicks are living up to their potential. But the only thing that has me worried moving forward is Cat. I just hope that he plays smarter because he's doing an excellent job now and he's playing his ass off.
Yep.
But as far as the foul trouble, to me he's a little awkward, you know, even going to the basket, being the point center, it takes the ball, he doesn't have to charge the basket that much because when he does charge the basket, his arms are failing. He does the chicken wing. He grabs on to people.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, you know, he gets into foul
trouble.
He can
get offensive fouls that you wouldn't want to get when, because like you said, whether he hooks a guy, whether your chicken wings a guy, arms are flailing. So I understand that. Yeah. Look, that's been a part of Karl Anthony Towns' game that not only I, but others have criticized when it comes to getting in foul trouble or sometimes having the low basketball IQ. And he did get it into foul trouble this series. Now, luckily, when he was on the court, he played brilliantly and has been just insane in the playoffs so far when he's been out there. And also, the Knicks were so much better than the Sixers. even with Karl Anthony Towns in foul trouble in some of these games, they were able to withstand it, and it didn't. They didn't skip a beat.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
So that's
true, but moving forward.
Yeah, no, moving forward,
the competition is going to be a little tougher.
No doubt. Yeah, look, I think you have to look, Roy. I think the mentality at least the mentality I'm having, as excited I am for these seven games. Look, I would love if they score 140 points and win every game by 70 going forward. My gut instinct is that's not going to happen against Detroit. It wouldn't happen for if they get OKC certainly in the finals. So there needs to be like an expectation tempered a little bit. And yeah, some of the things that have reared its ugly head over the last couple years or this regular season in particular, because it's more recent, or heck, against the Hawks when they lost two games. One of them they had no business losing, the one at home. Those things could rear their ugly head again, and you hope they don't. But if it does, you just want to see them respond right. But I agree. I don't think this is a team without warts. I don't think this is a team that's completely perfect. They're playing incredible right now. Some of that has to do with the opponents, though. And when the opponents get better here over the next two rounds, which they will, we'll see if the Knicks can not only keep that domination going. If they do, unbelievable. This will be the greatest Knick run beyond of our lifetime. But if it doesn't, let's see what they're made of in those spots, you know?
Well, I think they're going to live up to, you know, to expectations. They're going to play, and after I'm rooting for them 1,000%. I just hope Coach Brown, when Cat had two fouls in the second quarter, 3 minutes to go, and after I would have took him out. It was only 3 minutes to go before halftime. He let him stay, and then he got the third foul, and then he still waited a little while before he put Mitch back in. He's got to be careful.
He does.
He messed up the rhythm.
He does. And obviously it's tough, and I appreciate the call, to have any complaints about what took place in this series or anything that took place on Sunday. I hear you. I know it. Where we're at right now and what that phone call was? And I'm not knocking it at all. I appreciate it. In many ways, it is the type of call you get from a Yankee fan in July after a win, maybe even a series sweep. But somebody will call up and say, you remember in the seventh inning on Saturday when Aaron Boone did something, and I'll go, oh, hold on. Or a host will be like, hold on, what do you mean? They swept. Who cares? It's like, well, okay. But, you know, if he does that in a big spot in the World Series or in October, it could come back to bite the Yankees. And I get it. The timing might seem like, but what do you, they just swept the Sixers. There's nothing to worry about. But somebody like Roy, not necessarily saying there's an iceberg on the horizon, but he's saying, hey, listen, enjoy the night, celebrate it. It was amazing what the Knicks did to the Sixers, not only on the court, but what the Knicks fans, my fellow Knicks fans, our fellow Knicks fans did in the city of Philadelphia, took the place over, is stuff of legend. But don't allow the dominance over the last seven games, which has been the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime in terms of the way they're playing, just no other way around it. Don't let that completely cloud yourself from saying, okay, you know, if they do this against the Pistons, it might come back to bite them. If they did this against the Thunder, it could come back to bite them. And you want to clean up everything because the margins will get a lot thinner when the competition steps up, which it's about to next week. By all accounts, it's going to be Detroit. And then certainly the team waiting for you in the finals, which by all accounts will be the Oklahoma City Thunder, you're stepping up in weight class. There is no weight class above them. And you have to be perfect against the Thunder. You don't necessarily have to be perfect against the Pistons, but certainly it would be good practice for the team you're going to see next. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours if you want to join the conversation here. Tommy Lugauer on the Fan. Let's go to Mary in Brooklyn. What's up, Mary?
How's it going, Tommy?
Good, Mary. Hope all is well.
So before I get to my thing about the Knicks, I just want to say, for all the Yankee fans listening, unfortunately, I really want to go to the Subway Series, one of the games, but I can't make it. So I just want to say to all the Yankee fans that are listening, to all those that are going, let's go take over City Field and bring that Yankee spirit.
Hold on a second, Mary. You should have talked to me before you came on the air here, because I would have not approved this message. I mean, I certainly would like to not have a Yankee takeover at City Field. I understand where you're coming from, but you have to understand where I'm coming from as well, Mary. Now, it's unfortunate you can't go to the game, but I would like to see the Met fans show up and show out in this series. The last thing I want is City Field to have 90% Yankee fans. That's for sure. And get the treatment that the Met players got, the treatment that the Sixer players got on Sunday. I certainly don't want that this coming weekend. But I understand, as a Yankee fan, as a diehard Yankee fan, that's your message. But you have to understand where I'm coming from as well.
No, yeah, I do understand where you're coming from. I'm sorry, but that's how I'm saying how I feel. And I just want to say that I did use the word pulchritudinous in my writing.
You did. You know what? It's funny, Mary. Yeah, thank you for letting me know. It's one of those things that I try to use over the weekend. Number one, I keep forgetting how to say the word. And number two, I keep not finding the right moment for it. And they brought it up on the broadcast on Fox on Saturday for Mets Diamondbacks. But yes, poker. I would say this. The Knicks sweep of the Sixers was quite, what's the word again? Line, please. Pulchritudinous?
Yeah, pulchritudinous.
Pulchritudinous. And that's what I saw in these four games, Mary. Just pulchritudinous all over the place from the Knicks. It was a thing of beauty.
Yeah. I'll tell you how I used it. So my writing teacher told us to write, do a compare and contrast essay. And obviously, being a Yankee fan, the first thing my mind went to was, okay, Yankees versus Dodgers.
Right.
Compare and contrast. So when I got to third base, I was comparing and contrasting Max Muncy to Ryan McMahon. And And I was saying how McMahon, while I might not be best offensively, he could guarantee with a poke or two in this catch or play once every game or something like that. But I hope it made sense.
It made sense to me, Mary. If I was grading it, I would give you an A+. But I'm also an easy grader. I'm just an easy grader. You could tell by some of the grades I give some of the GMs around here. Very easy grader. Very easy grader. But good for you, because I've tried to use the word a poker to do this in my life, and I really had the perfect opportunity with this weekend because of the way the Knicks played basketball was truly a thing of beauty. And that's the meaning of the word poker to do this. That's the meaning of it. It's beautiful. And that's what we're watching right now. Beautiful, dominant basketball. Let's go to Casey in Passaic Park in New Jersey. What's up, Casey?
Thank you, Tommy Louie.
You got it. No need to thank me, but
first
I appreciate
time
it.
With you talking, but I'm a good listener. I talk to Mike Francis, Boomer, and Tiki.
Tiki. You talk to Evan?
Thank you. Thank
you ever
you
talk to Evan?
Thank you. I got through right now. Oh, Evan and BT.
BT, yep. Sean Marash.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I just got my own apartment. But listen to this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I came to this country October 7, 1969, and the Mets won the World Series.
There you go. Yes. Yep.
Because I'm Polish. And we didn't have baseball in Poland.
Yeah, yeah.
I picked up the Mets. We didn't have basketball yet by college. And then I picked up the Knicks. And I'm a Giant fan, but the first it was the Knicks. I went to my first game as a Knick in Madison Square Garden. I never seen New York.
I think we lost you there, Casey. It sounded like you were going to have an incredible story there. It's all good. But you were a good luck charm, for sure. Think about all the championships ever since you came to this great country, especially when you first got here. So you got here in 69. Think about all the championships that were awaiting this great city. All thanks to you for coming over. So thank you. And hopefully now here we are all these decades later, Casey. And you've been here for quick math. I don't know what it is, 56 years? Quick math. Probably a lot longer than that. My math is terrible. You got to know that. Awful math. That's why I'm not a mathematician. I'm a sports talk radio host. And I have a calculator on my phone. That's why I said quick math. If I said, hey, I took an hour and a half to do the math, and then I give you a bad result or something that's way off number wise, you can make fun of me. But for quick math, I think that's gives you an out. But here we are all these decades later, and the Knicks are certainly on the doorstep of something great, of something magical, of something that will just completely and utterly take over this town. It's one thing, first round, second round, Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks, we are four wins away. Four wins. Four big ones, but four wins away. And I don't think they're going to be easy, but four wins away from the NBA Finals. NBA Finals. And let me just say this now, put a pin in it. When you get this close, and by this close, I mean the finals. They get to the finals, and you get this close, because I've seen them in the finals a couple times, and obviously we know the outcomes. Win. Win. Because it's never promised that you're going to get back. And that's something that I've kind of thought about. That's something that I've kind of experienced. And there have been moments where I said, But in a lot of ways, it's true. Now, for all we know, the Knicks could be in the finals for the next 10 years. Hopefully so. And they obviously have a great architect, and Leon Rose deserves a ton of credit for what he's done. But there are just some years where you have the talent, you have the experience, you have the magic, you have everything, all the ingredients, which is what I've discussed here over the last, really this whole season. You have all the ingredients to win a title. When you get there, I don't care who is staring back at you. I don't care if it's the defending champs. I don't care if it's Wembanyama. I don't care if it's a red-hot T-Wolves team. I don't care who it is. You have to get it done. because there's no guarantee you'll ever see it again. There's no guarantee the stars will align like they did in the year that you get to the finals. Because it does take, it's not just talent. Yeah, you could have a machine like the Dodgers or a machine like OKC or a machine like the Warriors, like dynasties. Not that OKC is a dynasty yet, not even close, but teams that are just so great, and in OKC's instance, young. There's a little bit more promise there. But when you have all the stars aligned, you got to take advantage of it. You have to. And that's why I've been saying all along, get to the finals, get to the finals, get to the finals. And when they get to the finals, because they had to get there first, when they get there, you will hear that from me. Now win. Win the whole damn thing. Immortalize yourselves, immortalize this run, and immortalize this group. To give me and many listening their first taste of a Knicks championship and a Knicks parade. Because that's the type of stuff you're going to talk about when you get to the final four teams. Parade, championships. Championships, parades. Stuff that you will remember forever. You tell your kids, you tell your grandkids. And hopefully it's something that you get to share with friends and loved ones and an entire city and tri-state area of fellow Knicks fans. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. That's the phone number to call to join this conversation. If you were in Philly over the weekend, would love to hear from you. Love to hear your reaction to this Knicks series. If you want to talk about the next series as well, preview that. We got plenty of time to do it, but what better time than starting now? Coming up, though, I want to get into why this is the reason and what you've been seeing over the last seven games, why that was the reason you hired Mike Brown in the first place. Plus, we'll get into the fans, the Knicks fans, my fellow Knicks fans, and the takeover that took place in Philadelphia and where that ranks in far as embarrassments for a so-called sports town. 888-808-1019, that is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here in the late night on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
128 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. It is After Hours. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. In what I'm calling the most dominant Knicks run of my lifetime. That's what I've been witnessing over the last seven games. And this Knicks team has always been capable of this. We've seen it, but we always haven't seen it in consistency, in, you know, game after game after game. You know, they've had their roller coaster rides this regular season, at times frustrating. Now, you don't want to get too caught up in it because it is regular season, with the worst being after they won the NBA Cup. And part of that struggle that they had there, I think, was Carl Anthony Towns, who was clearly going through something, I think mentally. I think the cloud of Giannis was over his head, and he just wasn't playing his best basketball, especially offensively, which is his bread and butter. Also, Josh Hart was out with an injury, and we know, pun intended, he's the heart and soul of the team. So that led to a lot of their struggles that they had after they won the NBA Cup. But even in the darkest of hours, and there were some dark ones. Remember, they had the team meeting after the Mavs completely and utterly walked into Madison Square Garden on Martin Luther King Day and embarrassed the Knicks. It was bad. A team in Dallas that was obviously didn't have a good year, was awful on the road. There were boos at Madison Square Garden. There were Giannis chants. Like, this might feel like 6 years ago. It wasn't even 6 months ago. Maybe it was about 6 months ago, but you get the idea. It wasn't very long time ago. And they were some dark hours, and that has to do with the expectations that we all have. Now, some people's expectations manifest differently. Some people will just internalize it, or they'll rationalize it, or they'll keep their eyes on the prize, and they'll chalk it up to a bad stretch. Others will boo. Others will chant for Giannis. Others will air their frustration because they feel like, well, if the wheels are falling off and they don't get to the finals, and if they continue to play like this, they might not even get out of the first round when it gets to the playoffs. That's why those frustrations manifest into boos and chanting for other players. But through all the roller coasters and all the ups and downs and roller coaster rides and turbulence and everything that the Knicks went through this year, I've always remained confident because of the talent, the experience, the depth, and these players having been through not only the sports wars, but understanding the expectations that went into this season and the expectations that we all have as fans, what the media has for them as far as covering the team. They understood, especially the leaders of this team, understand and understood what the expectations were. And I don't think they ever truly lost sight of that. Even if they struggled at times, even if they were a little bit bipolar at times during, in a sports sense, during the regular season. Let's go to Justin in Sayreville, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? Kerry and I went to the game on Friday, and it was like a complete takeover of Knicks fans. It was crazy.
Yeah, Friday.
It was probably like
What would you say the percentage was?
60% Knicks fan.
60-40 Yeah. I'll buy it. Yeah,
60-40 at least.
Yeah, it felt that way, and I know like last time when I was in Philly, you guys were there as well, and you and Kerry travel a lot. And look, we know Philadelphia as a sports fans around. It's not fun being around those people, but to be there when you are in the more of the hey, there's more of us than them at this point. And the way they won that game.
Because
game three, I know how Kerry was feeling. I didn't talk to her, but I'm sure after the first quarter, she was probably wanting to fire Mike Brown at that point. She was basically, and she would
she was livid.
She would run the team like Whoopi Goldberg for the rest of the playoffs. She would just be like, I'm going to step in and
that's
be the coach.
I always say, like Eddie.
Yeah, she'd be like Eddie and just be like, all right, fire Mike Brown. I don't care how many wins they had in a row. They had a bad quarter here. But not only to rally, but then cruise really for the rest of that game. You know, it was an awesome experience. I was watching from the bar. You guys were in Philly. Friday night was that moment when you're like, hey, you know what? And I don't know if you felt this way, Justin. The team just, it felt different. Like, meaning they didn't slip. They didn't have a brain fart game. They didn't have what some of us maybe were expecting or some people were expecting. All right, maybe they lose a game in Philly. They didn't do that. And they took the Sixers' best punch and obviously counterpunched with a huge uppercut, knocked them to the ground, and then knocked them out on Sunday.
This team just clicking on all cylinders, too. Like, their defense looks great.
Both ends of the floor.
All of a sudden, like, their defense looks amazing.
Yep. And that was the thing that, and Kat's been great. The scary part of this team, in a good way for us as Knicks fans, is how great they are playing on both ends of the floor. And they didn't skip a beat without Anunoby. Now, when they step up in competition, they're going to need him, and they will miss him if he can't get back for Detroit, which I fully expect him to be ready for game one. I would be stunned because based on, I mean, it wasn't just Begley, it was Shams, it was Bondi. Everybody was essentially saying he could have went in game four. So if he could have went yesterday, then I don't see any reason why he won't be ready and available for Sunday, whether that's game one or next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Sunday or Tuesday, they're saying. So he should definitely be ready of a week.
I would think.
Shocked if he's not.
Yeah, now are you and Kerry going to go to Detroit?
Probably not.
Probably.
I would love to, though, but probably not.
Now, is this a thought?
It all depends on how it works.
Yeah, I get that. Now, is this it's work or is it more, hey, we might want to go to OKC, so we'll save that flight for the Oklahoma City trip?
Oh, that would be wild, though. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
OKC or San Antonio?
Yeah, and I appreciate the call. Send my regards to Kerry, of course. That's Justin and Kerry. Big friends of the show, big friends of the station. They are huge Knicks fans. They love to travel to see the Knicks play. They were in Boston last year. They were in Philly a couple of years ago. I don't think they went to Indiana either year, but they could correct me if I'm wrong on that. And Detroit did a great job last year of keeping the Knicks fan out. Great. Great job. Obviously doing some of the things that the Philly and Sixer and Philadelphia area tried to do, which is if you buy through the site, the zip code, all that stuff, didn't work here. And part of that is because the Sixers stunk, and obviously the team was deader than a doornail coming into Sunday. But that's not going to be the case in Detroit. Like, I don't expect anything near what we've seen. Like, last year, and I always use the deuce test. That's what I call it. Now, let me explain that quickly because you might think I'm talking about something else. McBride, when he takes a jump shot, how loud is it? Let's go, Nick Chance. Yeah, but that's usually if they're up. Like, that first shot of Deuce McBride that he takes, how loud is the Deuce Chance? That's a good barometer for knowing how many Knick fans are there, the percentage of Knick fans. And Justin said on Friday, it seemed like 60. We took a call last segment from a fellow that was at the game that said it was probably 60, 65. I think it was Sean who said that. Well, we had a couple, but Sean gave me the percentage. Sean in Queens. 65, 70%. Give or take, on Sunday. But either way, the overwhelming majority, over 50%, well over 50, over 60%, both games, filled with Knicks fans. The videos on the internet are just incredible. And it really was just an overall embarrassment across the board for not only the Sixers on the court, but for the entire so-called sports town of Philadelphia for what the Knicks fan did, which is invade their building, take over their city, take over their arena, and have a complete and utter party. That fourth quarter on Sunday was a party. And as great as I felt with that game six a couple years ago, the back and forth, and the Knicks were able to pull it out and win the series, and I was in Philadelphia, that was dicey at times, especially going into halftime. And look, it ended up being in a classic game. But the idea of having a party, you know, if I was with Evan at the game on Sunday and he was in Philly, he'd have been gone in the fourth quarter. First of all, he would have been miserable because his basketball team's picking six. And it was a tough day for the coalition, but especially for Evan. There's a video on our socials at WFN660 where he's crying in his, well, Evan doesn't really drink that much, so he's crying in his milk, whatever he was crying in. And one of the reasons were for his basketball team. That's a shame, though. That's a shame. At least they lost all those games. So let's go to Gene in Far Rockaway. What's up, Gene?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, what's happening?
Okay. Yo, let me tell you one thing. The NBA needs to be investigated.
Why is that?
How in the hell the Knicks get four home games straight?
I agree. Yeah, no, that's for sure. First time ever a team gets four home games. I mean, listen, everybody thinks that the league rigs it for the Knicks. They rigged it for Patrick. They want the Knicks in the finals. Adam Silver wants the big market there. You might be to something there. For the first time ever, a team gets four home games in the playoffs.
Yeah. Back to back. But yeah. I was there Friday and Sunday.
Oh, beautiful. So you stayed there all weekend.
No, I didn't even stay. I took the drive back and forth.
I don't blame you. Why would you want to stay in that dump? I don't blame you. Get the hell out of there. Yeah, I don't blame
you. Okay, so I say Friday night it was 60-40 New York. But yesterday, he had to at least be about 80-20. I swear.
Yeah, listen, when Sixer players are getting booed on Sunday, and like I said, when Embiid was at the free throw line, and there are Knicks fans behind the net, and they have pictures of Mitch posterizing him, that's in Philly this is happening. It's just a full takeover. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, one more thing. Mm-hmm. I was happy when they said Embiid playing. I swear, like today, he scored, 24 points? Mm-hmm. Because his defense, the Knicks really scored 60 because of his defense. He is awful. Like, he could still score a little
bit. Well, to your point, Gene, the Sixers played their best game in which Embiid missed it. You know, game two. The one game Embiid didn't play, the Sixers had their best effort.
Mm-hmm. And that just take away from Maxey, because now Maxey ain't aggressive now because he always deferring to Embiid.
Yeah, he's an albatross, Embiid. Now, look, they wouldn't have gotten to the second round without him, but he was an absolute detriment to them on the floor.
But that's because the Celtics, couldn't got nobody on the inside. Yeah. That was the reason why when he came back, he dominated them. Who they got?
In their front court? Nobody. They got nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and one more thing. I know, let's go Yankees in City Field.
Hold on a second, Gene. You're the second person to do this. I just can't allow this. This can't be open season here. We got a long way to go before Friday. Is there a sign outside of After Hours that Yankee fans are seeing saying, hey, let's invite all of our fans to Citi Field? We're not going to take calls on this all week. Put a stop to it tonight. Mary did it, now Gene did it. And I like both of you, but come on, I got to put my foot down here. Especially on a night that should be about joy and jubilation and the one team that unifies us, the Knicks. You know, it's funny, and I said this before the series, that I thought the Celtics were the easier opponent. And obviously the Sixers were swept. It would have been just as ugly for the Celtics. I'm telling you, that the Knicks would have dismantled Boston in 4 or 5. Because I don't think much of the Celtics either. Detroit I do, but I don't, and I have all year. Even though I don't put any stock in the regular season games, Detroit is the one team in the East that I would say have my full and respect and are a true threat. But Boston, the Knicks would have made quick work of. And obviously the Sixers were made quick work of. And look, hindsight is 20/20. And if you're Nick Nurse, if you're the Sixers, you weren't going to do this. But Embiid being on the court was a net negative for you. He hurt the Sixers way more than he helped them. And the best performance we got, or saw, I should say, from Philly in this series was the game without Embiid. But it was also a game where they wore down, whether it was George, whether it was Maxey, Edgecombe, whoever you want to throw out there, they couldn't buy a bucket. And a lot of that had to do with the defense of the Knicks, the smothering defense, especially Bridges. But it also had to do with the fact that tired legs, long series before that, lack of depth. They just didn't have enough in the tank at all. And they ran into a runaway freight train right now. And if you're going to come out the Knicks, you're not coming at them correct. You are going to get embarrassed. That's how good this team is. That's how deep this team is. That's how much momentum they have. They are going to eat inferior opponents alive. The 194-point differential is the best in 10-game span in NBA playoff history. And they have seven straight wins. It's historical what they're doing right now. Historical. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. A lot was made about Tibbs and unceremoniously getting fired. Like, I remember that day so vividly. I'll take you behind the scenes here. So I show up for work. Pre-show meeting. Myself, Tiki, Evan, and Sean. And Evan, as he often did, would kind of be the ringleader of the meeting, the point guard of the meeting. And he was like, listen, I think we should open with Tibbs. I'm like, okay. He's like, yeah, you know, I think we should open with him about how he could potentially get fired. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. Interesting. You spun the wheel and landed on that. You're the point guard. We trust you. Let's go to it. So we start the show at 2 o'clock. He opens with that. Tiki, obviously, as well. Sean, myself, big conversation for about 30, 40 minutes. All of a sudden, if you're a listener, Evan Tiki, you know we break the glass, which means breaking news. We did that. Tibbs is fired. So great foresight by Evan there. And then what followed after that was confusion by some fans, frustration by some fans, understanding. I think some fans were even happy for the move. But overall, you're talking about a coach that built this program from the depths of sports hell to a team that you could count on to be a consistent winner in the regular season, get to the playoffs, win a round or two, just got to the Eastern Conference Finals, upset the Celtics. Could have made the Eastern Conference Finals a couple years ago if attrition didn't rule the day. And basically, they lost their entire roster. That series. So Tibbs had done a fine job. And certainly firing him after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's not like they had gone there 3 or 4 years in a row and then fallen short. That move was heavily questioned, heavily criticized, and there was a ton of frustration and confusion. And then what followed was something that we hadn't seen in a while, which is LOL Knicks, which is everybody making fun of them because they called up a bunch of teams asking to see if their coach was available. And they were shown the door, or just hung up on, I should say, time and time again. And that became open season on the Knicks, LOL Knicks. They didn't have a plan. They fired their coach in the Eastern Conference Finals after a run there. What are they thinking? They're not going to find anybody as good as Tibbs. This is James Dolan meddling. You heard it all. Everybody played the hits, which we haven't heard in a while when it comes to the Knicks. You know, they were in that fortress of the team is not only good, but they are ran very well. And Leon Rose was pushing all the right buttons. And everybody was happy. Even if they hadn't made the finals or won a championship, considering where the Knicks were and where they were at, when you compare the two, everybody was super excited, super pumped up, and super grateful. But then the Knicks did this, and it was truly the first time where you had a divide amongst the fans, where it was like, whoa, what's going on? That was on some people's tip of their tongue, and then the other side was, okay, weird, but I trust Leon Rose, and I don't think it's necessarily, you know, Rick Brunson pulling strings or Dolan getting involved or the same old Knicks or LOL Knicks. But obviously surrounding the Knicks was, ha, 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 this is the Knicks we all remember. They took a great thing here and they ruined it. They've destroyed it. Unless they hire this coach or that coach. But none of those coaches are really around. So they're going to have to call up and see what these other teams are thinking, and if they're dumb enough to give them their fine head coaches. And then obviously call after call after call, doing their due diligence, by the way, but perception is reality, and most people didn't view it as due diligence. They viewed it as the Knicks not having a plan, being clueless, and being self-destructive. Okay. So that was the process, and it all led to Mike Brown, which was not the most popular hire. But the reason you hired Mike Brown, and the reason you got rid of Tibbs, all of that has been on full display over the last seven games. A prolific offense. A deep bench. Karl Anthony Towns playing the best basketball, arguably, of his career. Certainly his Knick career. Mikal Bridges, a player that was left for, hey, five picks, not worth it. Total bust, doesn't have it anymore. He doesn't have the guts, the whole thing. And Mike Brown was brought here to unlock Bridges, unlock Cat, unlock this offense, and play the bench. And work in unison with his coaching staff. The continuity, where it's not a stubbornness at the top. Even if that stubbornness has led to success in multiple stops. That being of Tibbs. That's why you hire Mike Brown. And through all the trial and tribulations of a first year as a head coach with a team with finals expectations, with star players, with Giannis hanging over the heads of everybody, when you consider all of those things, that's a lot in the biggest media capital in the world and a starving fan base, starving for a championship. Through all of that, first of all, with the utmost class, which Tibbs had as well, but Mike Brown, with the utmost class, weathered all those storms, including early on in the Hawks series where he was outcoached. He has made all the necessary adjustments, and he is fulfilling the promises and the reasons why you hire him in the first place. Depth, playing the bench, unlocking two critical players in Cat, in Bridges, and working in unison with your coaching staff so that this Knicks team, it's not about a supreme leader. It's more about, hey, we are a group here. I'm the head of it, but it's a committee in a sense where I deal with my coaches and listen to them and also upper management with Leon Rose, etc. We're all unified in the decision making. And the Knicks put themselves out there for this. Now, they don't. I mean, listen, if it didn't work out, they would just do what the Knicks do, which is totally their prerogative, meaning you wouldn't hear from Leon Rose or anybody. You didn't hear from him when they fired Tibbs. You certainly wouldn't hear from them if this season went to hell in a handbasket. That's the way they go about their business. It's the Knicks. Who's stopping them? That's just the way they go about it. You almost give them credit for that. Like they stand on business when it comes to that. They're consistent. But with eight wins left to win a championship, boy, does that decision and what they did and who they hired, this looks like another Leon Rose masterpiece. And bringing in the right guy at the right time with the right situation. And that's one of the stars that have aligned for the Knicks. Is Mike Brown. Because you're talking about not having Anunoby, who is so important. When OG Anunoby went down a couple years ago, remember, the Knicks were up 2-0 against Indiana. And everything was rolling for them. And it felt like they're going to make quick work of Indiana, and you try your luck against Boston. Hey, go down swinging against the Celtics, who were an absolute wagon that year. Nobody was expecting the Knicks were going to win that series, but you wanted to see it. You wanted to see if they had fight. You wanted to see if they could just turn it into a bar fight, turn it into a backyard brawl with Boston, punch them in the mouth, see if they can respond. You just wanted to see it. And it was taken from us due to injuries. But the reason why the Knicks couldn't recover in that series is because they didn't have depth. Now they do. Certainly you don't want injuries. You want everybody to be fully healthy. That's part of winning a championship is health. But when you have the depth that the Knicks have now off the bench, when you have Mitch, when you have Deuce, when you have Clarkson, when you have Shamet, when you have Alvarado, and now you can go 10 deep, you can stand toe-to-toe with any team in the league, and you can deal with one of your most important players and somebody that means so much to the success and winning of the Knicks. Look at the record when he's healthy, Anunoby, versus the record when he's not healthy. You didn't have Anunoby for two games here, and it didn't matter because you had Shamet on Friday with a legacy game. You had Deuce, who got the scoring going early in this game, and then the Knicks were off to the races. That's a credit to Leon Rose, of course, for the acquisitions of a Jordan Clarkson, the acquisition of a Jose Alvarado at the deadline, bringing Shamet back, all that stuff. Imagine not playing Landry Shamet last year. Mind-boggling. But the depth that they have, and more importantly, the utilization of the depth, perhaps even more important, is the utilizing of it, has made this Knicks team into a scary team for opponents and a team that you don't want to run into. Where in years past, if they lost Anunoby for a couple games, the wheels fell off. The wheels didn't fell off. In fact, the car drove. What's the word that Gary Cohen? Oh, I set it up perfectly there. I had it perfect for the Hoka Dorkers. The Decador, I had it perfect. I set that up, and then I forgot the word. Whatever the heck that word is, Gary. I got to write that one down. You talk about one I got to write down on the word, the beautiful word that he had for the catch for Benj. I set that up perfectly. It's all right. You know what? I'll stick the landing next time, I think. I don't know. That's a word that I can't either A, remember, or B, pronounce. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy is 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. Look, we've made a lot about the Knicks here. Their opponent, I believe, will be the Pistons, but that series is 2-1. I think in the Cavs, you get into bed with James Harden. He's a loser, a sports loser. You get what you deserve. I think the Cavs overall are gutless. I've been saying that forever, including going into this year when they were right there neck and neck with the Knicks for the team that was favored to get to the finals. Now, Vegas knows a lot more than I do, so maybe Cleveland does rally in this series. They ultimately end up winning, but they're going to have to win some games in Detroit. I think it's going to be the Pistons. I do. I don't think it's five, but I do think Detroit will get by. But now, as Knicks fans, we get the best seat in the house. We had a laugher of a series, and now we get to enjoy not only Pistons-Cavs, but T-Wolves-Spurs tied up at 2, Wemby ejected on Sunday. And, I mean, if you hate the Lakers, and I do, OKC just taking the Lakers to complete school here. And all with the feet up, the recliner, the couch, chilling by the pool, enjoying the early stages of summer as we are rapidly approaching Memorial Day weekend, which is next weekend. Life is good right now as a Knicks fan. Life is real good to be a Knicks fan, that's for sure. 888-808-1019, that is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you want to join the conversation, I already see a few people up. More can join as well. The number to call is 888-808-1019. It is after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan. Lugie in the late night.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.